The statistics for neonatal deaths and stillbirths are further compounded by the loss of more than 300,000 women each year during pregnancy and childbirth. A staggering 98% of these deaths occur in lower middle-income countries, and at least half take place in emergency or conflict situations. But even worse, these numbers are just estimates. Ian Askew is Director of Reproductive Health and Research at the World Health Organization, WHO.
One of the problems we face in addressing maternal and neonatal and stillbirths is the problem of not really knowing how many are happening. The numbers I've given you are estimates based on the best evidence that we have. The problem is that in many countries, certainly in terms of stillbirths, virtually all stillbirths are never recorded. There's no birth certificate, no death certificate. And for at least half of the newborn deaths, again, there's often not a birth certificate and usually not a death certificate.
WHO says because there are no records, it's hard to know why these babies died. However, research reveals that their deaths could be due to several factors, such as complications during labor or delivery, or an infection in the mother, or a problem with how the fetus is growing. But without documentation, it's hard for countries to know how to prevent more deaths from occurring, thus potentially saving more babies. WHO has launched an international standardized system for classifying stillbirths and neonatal deaths as a means to address this concern. Once again, Ian Askew.
The second tool which builds upon this classification system is what we're calling Make Every Baby Count. And this is a process which we hope countries will be able to put into place, which enables them to record these deaths and to record them using this classification system, so that countries can then establish committees to review the data and to understand better what's happening around these types of deaths. Because once they have this information, then they can act. At the moment, countries are pretty much going by just gut feeling, what makes sense to do in this situation. And so we're hoping that these new tools will provide data both for countries themselves and for global understanding of this problem.
To learn why women die during pregnancy and childbirth, WHO has implemented a process known as maternal death surveillance and response. The strategy calls for a group of health experts to conduct real-time mortality audits to understand the cause of death and contributing factors so that corrective action can be taken. Deanne Penn, United Nations.